This Al Jolson podcast is sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. From the March 3rd, 1949 broadcast of the Kraft Music Hall, here are Al Jolson and Dorothy Kirsten singing Alone and Together in wonderful music and comedy.
Good evening, folks. This is the Kraft Music Hall, and we are dedicating our first song tonight to Peggy Lee's father, Robert E. Take it, Lou. Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all while they're waiting. The banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying? What's that they're saying? While they keep playing, I'm humming and swaying. It's the good ship Robert D. Lee that's come to carry the cotton away. Watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Hear that music and song. It's simply great. Mate, waiting on the levee. Waiting for the robbery lead. How about some nice fried chicken? Who wants some chitlins? Pork chops, pigtails, black-eyed peas. Ain't nobody gonna buy nothing? Now, maybe I can interest you in a little spoon bread with black-eyed peas. Watch them shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, your real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee. Join that shuffling throng. Yeah, that music and song. It's simply great, mate. Waiting on the levee. Waiting for the Robert D. Lee.
People write in asking how you keep up such a terrific pace. You never seem to get tired. You're always dancing and jumping around. Well, everyone admits you're the peppiest person all through the show. How do you do it?
It's simple, Ken. When I get home, I collapse. Oh, by the way, Ken, I'm expecting Dorothy Kirsten of the Metropolitan Opera. Now, when she comes in, tell her I'll be right back. I have to go and sharpen an axe.
What do you want with an axe?
Well, Ken, I've tried everything else. That's the only thing strong enough to trim my mustache. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Gee, I wonder if I ought to grow a mustache. Made Jolson look like Ronald Coleman. Nah, with my luck, I'd end up looking like Jolson.
Talking to yourself, Ken?
Well, hello, Dorothy. How you been? What have you been doing all this time?
Oh, the usual thing, concerts and the Metropolitan Opera. But I came back to the coast because I'm thinking of doing a movie. That's why I came to see Al.
Oh, you're too late, Dorothy. They hired Larry Parks again.
Oh, no, Ken. I just want to brush up on the fundamentals of acting.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Emotions of love, hate, and fear in comedy. I thought I'd practice on Al. He knows so much about acting, especially about love.
But, Dottie Gal, the real test of a good actress is when she can convince people that she's not acting.
You mean I shouldn't tell Al I'm only practicing?
That's right.
If we play a love scene, he'll think I'm really in love with him.
Oh, don't worry. He'll never let you come between him and himself. Uh-oh, here he comes.
Well, well, Dorothy Kirsten, what's new?
Kiss me.
What else is new?
Lisa, darling, don't toy with me. Hug me. Kiss me. Caress me.
I wonder what I've got that I thought I used up years ago.
Oh, Al, dearest, perhaps I mustn't love you. It's too good for me. Maybe I can forget you. I'll try.
Well, look, kid, don't fight it.
It's bigger than both of us.
Oh, dearest, then you care for me?
Well, yes, Dorothy, I do, but... Well,
then don't hesitate, my sweet. Will you marry me?
You'll have to ask my father.
Darling, you're making fun of me. Let me sing a song of undying love. It's Un bel di vedremo.
Un bel di vedremo. Oh, yeah. That means one fine day. It's from Madame Butterfly, isn't it?
How'd you know that?
I speak butterfly. But, Dorothy, look, if you want to sing, who am I to fight a beautiful girl and 30 musicians? Ladies and gentlemen, Dorothy Kersing will sing One Fine Day, Un Bel Dream, or something like that. Oscar, I want to talk to you. I've got big troubles. I'm in an awful dilemma. You know what's happening? Women are throwing themselves left and right at my feet.
So what do you want? No shows?
You don't understand, Oscar. One look from me and women fall madly, passionately in love. Oscar, honestly, I'm frightened. I'm too dangerous to be out. I'm a combination Robert Taylor, Clark Gable, and Tyrone Power. You realize that formula is more powerful than the atomic bomb? You realize that?
Believe me, Al, you're not an atomic bomb.
No?
You're more the spitball type.
Oscar, you don't know what it's like to be in love. You don't know the feeling when you can't sit still, when you have to twist and squirm.
Of course I know. Once the top came off my piano stool. Dorothy, say, tell me, is it true that you're madly and passionately in love with Al Jolson? Or was he giving me a sneak preview of his dreams?
Oh, no, Oscar. I'm not in love with Al. I was just practicing emotions to improve my movie technique. Now I'm going to pretend I hate him.
Couldn't happen to a nicer fella.
Well, understand this. I don't really hate him. This is just pretense. But it's going to be awfully difficult because what nasty things could anyone say about Al Jolson?
Missed some of our shows lately, haven't you? Excuse me, Dorothy. Here comes the target for tonight.
Oh, there you are, darling. Gosh, you look lovely.
I hate you.
Wait a minute. Would you repeat that, please?
I despise you.
You changed the word, but the same meaning is coming through. Dorothy, don't you recognize me? It's Al. Remember? Lover lips?
You beast! You threw me and my family out in the cold snow because we couldn't pay the mortgage. You...
Me?
You took the Velveeta right out of my baby's mouth.
Not so loud. Mr. Kraft might be listening in. Not so
loud. Don't come near me. Don't come near me, you horrible, horrible.
Dorothy. You're acting like you mean it. I don't like it. I don't understand. Just a moment ago, you said you loved me.
A moment ago. Hours ago, weeks ago, months ago, years.
I guess I forgot to wind my watch.
Oh, Al, I can't keep this up any longer. I don't hate you. All this has just been preparation for a screen test.
Dorothy, I didn't think you'd hurt me like this. You've played upon my heartstrings, and you've broken them. Now I'll have to get them restrung.
Oh, I'm sorry, Al, honey. Would a little love song help?
Would a little love song help? Anything would help. Come to me, Ben. Me. Kiss me good day, darling, my darling. That's all I can say. Just come to me, bend to me. Kiss me good day. Give me your lips and on a take them.
That honey Laurie gave me her promise true, gave me her promise true, which ne'er forgot.
Hold me, babe.
These podcasts are sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society. Visit our website at www.jolson.org. As Al Jolson used to say, in the words he made famous,
"You ain't heard nothing yet."